I got to tell you that maybe I don't want to oversell this, and I'm going to leave it up to the sports guys. Steve Courtney, our WJR sports analyst, Sean Bellegian can weigh in as well, and maybe even Dave Rieger. It's fine. I welcome you all. But I got to say, from my standpoint as the non-sports guy, that this HBO Hard Knocks featuring the Lions has been one of the best things to happen to them in memory. Because there's so many good things being, quote-unquote, discovered by others and featured on television. And am I wrong, Steve? It seems to me this has been a wonderful experience for our Lions.
Well, clearly, I was a huge fan of Hard Knocks long before the Lions ever made their debut on this great series. It is very well done. But obviously, Paul, and good morning, Sean, Dave, everybody.
Everybody.
With the Lions involved, it takes it up to a certainly a different level. And Paul, I know you were probably very excited during the course of episode two, where head coach Dan Campbell was screaming repeatedly, "Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate." I know that hit you right in the heart.
I'm glad you brought that up. I liked it when he yelled, "Reynolds, that a baby. That's so good, I'd kiss you right now if you weren't breathing so hard."
Yeah, there's a lot of Dan Campbellisms that we are getting quite used to. And, you know, what this show does as the Lions try and, you know, take this organization to the next level, it shows you exactly how intense training camp is. I thought right off the get-go we were introduced to linebacker Malcolm Rodriguez, who was given the appropriate nickname Rodrigo, wears number 44. They showed him in the linebacker room with linebacker coach Calvin Shepard. And Rodrigo is doing everything in his power to make an impact on this team. Went to Oklahoma State, and Coach Shepard was just going off on his performance. Another interesting dynamic here, running back coach Deuce Staley. Sean, this guy is very, very intense, but you are seeing how he is trying to mold DeAndre Swift. And I went on record, I think on the sports book a couple of weeks ago, I think DeAndre Swift is a future Pro Bowler, and there's no better time than the now. Deuce Staley is on him for all the right reasons.
No, Steve, I agree. I mean, that's the one thing. People are seeing the incredible personalities of these Lions under Dan Campbell. And that's fine and dandy and makes for good entertainment. But what they're also seeing is that what you just spoke of. They've got a couple running backs to be excited about. And that's the NFL today. Gone are the days, Steve, where, you know, we had the great, you know, Barry Sanders or Billy Sims. And they got all the carries. You know what? You need two backs that can do different things. And it's exciting to watch this process build up under Brad Holmes.
You know, I found it very interesting. I think, have a gem of a young wide receiver in Amon-Ra St. Brown in his second year out of USC. And there was a very interesting segment last night that the kid, who, by the way, in his rookie season, set the Lions team record for most receptions and yards by a Lions rookie wide receiver. He rattled off every wide receiver and the school they played at that was taken before him. So, you know what, Sean? You get the impression that Amon-Ra St. Brown went into his rookie season a year ago with a chip on his shoulder. It paid dividends, but he is still trained by his father, a two-time Mr. Universe, which is very interesting in and of itself.
Right.
Yeah, that lean muscle, just keep that speed. Let's go. It's he was very exciting to watch, and now, Steve, I'm really excited to see what the next level is for him and this Lions offense now that they've added a few more pieces around those promising parts.
A couple of other things along the way. We got a chance to see our own Mike O'Hara, for crying out loud, making his Hard Knocks debut, asking David Blau a question. And they showed David Blau's wife, who is a sprinter, competed for Colombia in the recent Olympics. She's a hurdler. And that dynamic was very interesting as well. And then we fast forward to the preseason opener, and David Blau in a position to get this Lions team a win, fumbles the snap. You felt absolutely horrible for him. He felt bad. The team picked him up. And then we saw Aiden Hutchinson making his NFL preseason debut. And this kid has got quite the motor, and certainly looking forward to watching him throughout this season. His second play was a tackle for loss, also drew a holding call. Going to be fun to watch. But listen, here's the deal at the end of the day as we proceed with the Lions on Hard Knocks. We all want Dan Campbell and this staff to succeed. You know, Sean, we have been behind as Lions fans every administration that is brought in recent years. We wanted Mariucci to work. We wanted Mornenweg to work. We wanted Marinelli to work. We wanted Patricia and Quinn to work, for crying out loud, only to be faced with disappointment. Is this going to be different? We're just going to have to wait and see. But I will tell you this. So far watching this Hard Knocks, there perhaps is a team chemistry with this Lions team that we haven't seen in quite some time.
Yeah, well, it's put. Infectious. And you know, Steve and Paul, they're building the right way. They totally came in and realized that there's no quick fix. Let's get ourselves a couple of extra picks. Let's try to build through the draft and get the type of guys that we want and take it, you know, like building a house, Steve, one room at a time. And that's exactly what they're doing. And they're heading in the right direction. You know, what does that turn out to be? That remains to be seen. But
Sean Bolegian, we got to run. Sean Bolegian and Steve Courtney, WJR Sports Analyst, will keep talking about the Lions and Hard Knocks as we continue next time we get together here on WJR as we approach 8:45.